These booklets, they come in three or four or five varieties, different colors. The content is the same, but because we were not expecting someone to join the silence retreat, the original set we prepared came to an end. Those are the pretty ones. And so then we use our backup, and then we print some in a hurry. And while we were printing, the words got all joined together. So it would be entertaining if you can read it. But the content is the same. The purpose of the booklet is to give you something to contemplate on and to provide some space for you to write and to draw and to put your thoughts. So Baba talks to us a lot about silence. He talks a lot about accumulating the power of silence, and he tells us that this is an important power that will be very useful for us at the end, when we will require to have touching power and catching power, and that with the power of silence we can create an experience for other people. We can see Dadi Janki, she met us today at midday, and she doesn't have to say anything for us to become happy. She's able to create that vibration. She doesn't even have to smile and we become happy. So we try a lot to create this experience of happiness for ourselves and for other people. And she walks in the room, or she's driven into the room, and, you know, she waves her hand or does something and we are happy. So she has this power of silence that she has accumulated over a long time. And Baba is saying that we should also accumulate this power of silence. In the last Atiyak Murli we had, that was one of the topics, accumulating the power of silence. So how do we do it? From our understanding, accumulating the power of silence begins by sorting out my own mind. That means looking at the issues that I have, the concerns, fears, ambitions, things I want to achieve, things I want to do, things I don't want to do, the situation around me, you know, all the issues that are in your mind, and sort them out, organize them, get rid of some of them, deal with some of them, consult with other people about others. So it's all about sorting or managing or dealing with your own personality. The process is slow. And so while we practice silence, we want to reduce our input. So one of the things you could add to your not talking is to not use the media, not use WhatsApp and all these other communication tools. Because silence means you want to focus on yourself, on your own thoughts, on your own thinking, and see what is happening and align it to where you want to go. So you are somewhere now and you want to get somewhere else. So silence means making a plan, creating the small steps that is required for that, and dealing with what is happening within you. You can say silence means giving yourself a class. So it requires a lot of talking to yourself. One of the reasons we say don't talk is because we don't want you and I to start talking to ourselves and talking out loud. Then they might tell us we have to leave Gyan Saroba. So silence means while you're talking to yourself, it should be done silently. And so we use the book to write and to deal with our issues. It means reducing the input from media and from other people. And so one of the reasons we don't speak is so that we don't get other people speaking to us. That is really the more important issue, that other people giving us ideas or telling us something or pointing us in one direction or the other. So we use this wonderful tool called smiling. So if you smile and you nod, you are able to communicate and say, I am okay, I acknowledge that you are here, I am happy that you are here, and still maintain your own space and your own silence. Silence also means that we can focus on the things that Baba is telling us. At one point, Baba had said, silence means pure thoughts. And pure thoughts mean the Muralis and the things that Baba speaks to us. So if we study the Murali, read the Muralis over and over again, it starts to accumulate or move us in the direction of silence. If we continue to read the Murali over a long time and multiple times, it will slowly shift our center of being away from the physical or old world to the spiritual world. There are a lot of thoughts of the Murali, and if your thinking and your personality is based on the Murali, it will displace our old personality. Currently, we consider ourselves to be what surrounds us. So you might consider yourself to belong to a certain country, and within that country you play a certain role. And within that role, different things are expected. And that is what helps create my sense of who I am. In silence, we shift that to what Baba is saying. So Baba says, child, you're a deity. You're a pure being. You came from the soul's world. You belong to me. Originally, you were peaceful, you were loving, you were pure. Now, it takes a while for us to accept it. And this is the work of silence, that we keep asking ourselves, is this true? And you will think, yes, it must be true. When I am asleep, I am at peace. When I am contented, I feel happy with myself. Even if I get angry and I win the argument, I still don't feel happy. So it must be true what he is saying, but we are not able to put it into practice. So silence is taking all those steps to put it into practice. One of the main obstacles to silence is small mistakes. It is small disobedience. It is little things we do that it is not according to Baba Srimad, but we think it really doesn't matter at this time. Now those little disobediences puts a screen, a barrier. It changes our relationship with Baba. And therefore we are not able to take from Baba as much as we should. And therefore we don't have the strength to keep focus on the positive side, to reduce our thinking, to put a full stop, to have patience. All those things that Baba say we should do, we want to do it. But we don't always have the strength, the ability to do it at the time that is required. And one of the main obstacles for that is small disobediences. These little small habits we have that it doesn't, nobody sees it, only I know about it, but it changes my relationship with Baba. It doesn't allow me to have a close relationship with him. It doesn't allow an easy sense of trust between myself and Baba, and it reduces my power, my capacity. Amrit Vela and the Muralis are the two main source of support for the developing the power of silence. Amrit Vela and the Muralis. We must make some effort. Sometimes you may think that this Amrit Vela is really difficult, or, you know, 2 minutes more sleep is not going to affect anybody. I mean, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, nobody else is in your house. If, you know, you get up, you say, well, okay, I live in some country, Amrit Vela is 4 o'clock, you wake up 5 o'clock. You say, well, I think I'm in England, because in England Amrit Vela is now starting. So we create all of these ideas. Or sometimes we think we can have Amrit Vela in bed. There's no need to, you know, to go into Baba's room or to go to the center. So you put your pillow up and you sit and you have a wonderful Amritvila, because you start to meditate and next thing you know, an hour is gone and you had a very peaceful Amritvila. So if you cannot remember the thoughts that you had during Amritvila, you were asleep. The thing about sleep is that you usually don't know when you are asleep. So sometimes we sit in the Baba's room or in the meditation room and other people are sleeping. The reason why they fall asleep is because they don't know at that time that they are asleep. So similarly, we don't know when we sleep. But the sign that you are asleep or we slept is that we cannot remember the experience. We can't remember the line of thoughts that we had during the last 45 minutes. So make some effort, you know, try to make the Amritvila active, do whatever is required, and try to support yourself with the Muris. Read them a lot. Although you may not feel you understanding or you feel that they are repetitive, keep reading them and slowly the climate in your mind, the flora and fauna, you know, all the issues that are in your mind will slowly start to shift and you will start to accept or think how Baba thinks for us. The building or the developing of silence power is slow. It's changing our personality. So a lot of patience is required. So that although we say don't speak, if by mistake you spoke to someone or if suddenly you felt you had to say something and you say it, it doesn't mean that your practice of silence over the 2 days has completely washed out. It's a small mistake, and every effort we make accumulates, and making those small errors is part of the whole journey. None of us are BKs without errors. We all make errors. We are all working. It's a work in progress. We are building our personality, and so the success of BK life is not in not making errors. It is being able to get up or correct the errors as soon as possible. Our success is in being able, sometimes Baba says it's a boxing match and you get knocked down. So it's being able to get up as quick as possible. Those who can do that are able to maintain their success. So there will be many little mistakes. But don't give up on yourself. Now, you should try to also integrate some physical habits or physical systems to improve your silence. So, for example, you can put in your routine having a walk, taking a walk in the afternoon. So tomorrow, our meeting is at what time? 9:30. You can't talk. You shouldn't talk. Our meeting is at 9:30 a.m. And we have asked Brother David, who played the music for us yesterday, to take us on a walk. So we will meet him in front of the transport department for 9:30 a.m. So we will not meet here. We will meet in front of the transport department tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. And Brother David will take us for a walk, a silent walk. So this will give us the opportunity to practice being with other people, but being with yourself. You know, seeing, appreciating. So taking a walk is one of those things you want to add in your daily routine so that there is time to practice silence. The other thing is the capacity to change the way you think by being more appreciative than negative. And one way to do that is to appreciate more nature, the surroundings, the trees, the birds, the good weather that we are having, the sunshine. It helps us change our personality, changes us to be a more appreciative person, a more positive person. It helps us to move towards the side of the virtues instead of the side of the vices. And so there is that expression, stop and smell the roses. It's an expression they use in Western literature, stop and smell the roses. It means to appreciate nature more, so that really there is time for you to understand yourself and process. The whole topic of silence in the Western world developed because of speed of thinking. And at one time, this was considered intelligence, that people could think very quickly and very fast. It may be intelligence, but it's taking us and the world in the wrong direction. So Baba has come and he has reversed that, and he says wisdom is not thinking fast, it is thinking slow. It is not thinking a large quantity, it is thinking quality, which means depth of thought. So in silence, we want time for the thought to go deep. So our thinking, our feeling, and eventually our actions will all align. And when that happens, that is called silence. When your thought, your feeling, your attitude, your principles, your ideas, your activity, your friends, all are aligned. So there's no conflict in the mind. So all your energy and power is focused, and that's the powerful soul. We, by having this retreat, we are only providing a sample to let you know it is possible, to give you some techniques and some methods to work with it, and we hope that you will take the methods back home and carry on with this practice of silence. In addition, when Baba said that silence is pure thoughts, Baba also includes in this meditation and reading the Muralis. So to practice silence means to meditate. So like we were all meditating just now, that it's included in the practice of silence. Generally speaking, we want to think less. So we want to reduce our greed, anger, jealousy, etc. They have a lot of speed and they make us tired. When thoughts are generated by the virtues, they are slower and more powerful. In other words, people feel more affected. So if your thoughts have a lot of speed, it's likely that they are generated by the vices. Now, some of these vices are obvious to you, and some are not. So sometimes you're not quite sure why you're having all these thoughts. And so silence requires that you go in and look and look and look, you know, and remove the layers and remove the layers until you find the root of it. So for example, you might find that every time you pass by a dog, you get a little scared. Or maybe every time you see a policeman, you feel a little, you know, something. So silence means going in to find out what is the cause of all of these discomforts. So I want to stop there. To tell you that carry on with the practice, make effort. You know, it requires effort, right? It doesn't happen. When we say practice silence, this word is a verb. It's an action word. We have to do it. It's not that it happens. So make the effort to stay focused, to be silent, not to speak as best as possible, and to pay all attention to yourself. We'd be very happy if you fill the booklet with all kinds of stuff, everything you have, fill it up. And keep it and get another one. We'll give you another one if you provide us with a full booklet. At the end of the program, which will be tomorrow at 4:30, we would like you to return all the silence badges to us, the Brother Kuti, or to the global office. So we will have another minute or two of silence. And this time, for this, focus, you know, tell yourself, I'm just going to have one thought, and have that thought, and look at Baba's eyes. Om Shanti. So, tomorrow morning we meet at 9:30 a.m. in front of the transport department, and then in the evening we are back here at 4:30. Om Shanti.